702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
Right, let's focus our attention now on this issue in Tshwane. We have with us Michael Beaumont, who's National Chairperson of Action SA. They have raised concerns about some things that have been going on in the metro, in the Tshwane Metro. This in regard to an unsolicited bid, an investment in the city, which would see the refurbishment and once again the operation of the Pretoria West and Rooiwal power stations. First off, we're joined by Michael Beaumont, who's National Chairperson of Action SA. Mr. Beaumont, a very good afternoon and welcome to you. Is your objection to the way in which this bid has been handled, or do you object to the idea of these power stations being refurbished as is being proposed?
Yeah, good afternoon, John. Thanks very much. I think there is no South African who doesn't support the idea of solutions that make us less vulnerable to Eskom and load shedding. And we are in full support from a policy point of view and in all coalition governments to initiatives that achieve that successfully. Our contention about this particular proposal is that it is illegal and that it has been forced on the multi-party coalition by a mayor who has been far too involved in a procurement process, and that it is not going to achieve the outcomes of making the city energy independent when the service provider in question does not even have a NERSA-approved license to generate the electricity.
But is that a reason for it not to be tabled and considered? I mean, presumably they would not have necessarily applied for the license until they knew whether their ideas were getting traction in the city. I mean, is that a reason to say, well, this thing can't be done?
Well, absolutely. I think we need to be clear that a coalition government in the city of Tshwane has to fulfill very important service delivery priorities like this, but then to do so in a legal manner. We cannot displace the ANC government with multi-party coalitions and then to proceed to act in a manner that is no different from the ANC. This procurement process is highly questionable. We believe it is illegal. And I think most importantly here, it is a process that has been forced on the multi-party coalition. In the coalition, we have an agreement in place that says when a political party raises a dispute like this, it must be pulled off the council agenda and it must be resolved internally. The mayor of Tshwane pushed it on the agenda and forced this disagreement into a public environment, and it does not do good for the confidence building in multi-party coalition.
Can I ask you about two things that you've said a number of times now, Mr. Beaumont? First of all, you're saying it's illegal. Perhaps you can clarify that. But secondly, you're saying this procurement is being forced on the city. My understanding is nothing's been procured yet at all. In what way are you saying it's been forced through? Surely this is step one in something that would then go through the various checks and balances.
Indeed, and there are a number of processes ahead. But as a coalition partner, when Action SA says we have some serious concerns about this, we're lodging a dispute, we want to engage internally so we can resolve these problems, and the mayor insists on this going through in the council agenda. In fact, uses the term, we will pass this with or without you and proceed to consult the ANC and EFF to get it done, then it demonstrates that this is going to be a problem in terms of the multi-party coalition. In terms of the actual procurement process, there are a number of reasons that we have advanced that we believe make this illegal. With Mayor's involvement in this process, and we've seen the recording that has been circulating around on social media, demonstrated the mayor saying this proposal will go ahead, whether there are concerns or not, and the supplier will be appointed. And that is illegal in terms of municipal legislation. It is something for which we should be concerned. But also the MFMA prescribes four legal criteria for an unsolicited bid to be considered. And to this day, it is unclear which of those four criteria are being prescribed because we do not believe they are applicable.
But surely, Mr. Beaumont, doing something is illegal. Saying that you're going to do something is not illegal. It may be politically unwise. It may be insensitive to the parameters and your sense of the agreement that you, as the Action SA, reached with the DA. But you're referring to this as illegal, as if an illegal act has been committed. But you're substantiating that, as I hear it, by saying this is something the mayor said he will do, which I don't think passes the test of illegality, because at this point he hasn't done anything.
I understand. The point here, and you've seen this from the recording that's been circulating around on social media, John, is that when the mayor is instructing municipal officials and his instructions are politically involving himself in the supply chain management processes of the city, that is illegal. And there's no question about that. But beyond that, we are very happy to say that in our role in the multi-party coalition, it is our opposition to this proposal that has prevented the illegal procurement process proceeding. And this is one of the things that we want to put forward as an organization, to say as multi-party coalition partners, we must hold each other to account, and we must ensure things are being done legally and for the right reasons.
But can I come back to what it is that we're actually dealing with here? Because you could argue that actually, if the mayor was wanting to do something illegally, he wouldn't have put it on a council agenda. He would have done this in the shadows, away from the kind of scrutiny that a full hearing of the council would attract. Isn't your major grievance actually that this is bad faith in terms of your political agreement? And that you're describing this as an illegal act is perhaps premature.
No, not at all. I think it is certainly bad faith in terms of the multi-party coalition. But I think this thing must be dealt with on the level of the residents of Tshwane and what is correct by way of good governance.
Yes.
And from a governance point of view, it is correct it's been put on a council agenda. But even incorrect and processes that do not prescribe to our laws can be put through council, and there's the requirement of political parties to voice the opposition to those matters in the municipal council.
And just finally, because we're going to speak in a moment to Randall Williams and get his perspective, but from the perspective of Action SA, Mr. Beaumont, is this putting your coalition at risk?
No, we don't believe so at all. In fact, I would suggest that it is the actions of Randall Williams that has put our coalition at risk when he forced these things onto the agenda against the will of his coalition partners and proceeded to secure the support of the ANC and EFF to pass this particular arrangement. I think Action SA has been very clear that we do not have a coalition problem. We are strongly behind the multi-party coalition. We operate within its parameters. But at the end of the day, that does not mean that we support things that we believe to be illegal.
Thanks very much, Michael Beaumont, a national chairperson of Action SA. One side of this dispute, the other side in a moment. It's 18 minutes past five. Right, we've heard from Action SA. Let's now pick up the conversation from the other side of the wrangle, I suppose. Randall Williams, Tshwane Executive Mayor, good afternoon to you and thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to listeners, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to respond.
So, Executive Mayor, let me refer you, and this is something that Action SA has raised. The Municipal Finance Management Act says that for any unsolicited bid to be considered, it has to comply with at least one of the four requirements. The product or service needs to be a demonstrably or proven unique innovative concept. The product or service will be exceptionally beneficial to or have exceptional cost advantages for the municipality or entity. The person who made the bid is the sole provider of the product or service, and the reasons for not going through the normal bidding processes are found to be sound by the accounting officer. This bid that you, unsolicited bid that you want the council to consider, does it fit any or all of those four criteria?
Thank you, John. Before I come there, I just need to quickly correct something. Michael Beaumont is not aware that the president announced about a month ago that investors will not need a NERSA license to generate electricity. Those regulations, I believe, will be finalized by September, October. The second thing is there's no Australian company. The third thing is there's no tender for the power stations. I've taken a strategic decision in terms of our climate action plan for the city of Tshwane that we will not refurbish the power stations. We will not use the coal-fired turbines. The power stations are more than 70 years old, and they will not be refurbished. So there was never any decision to lease out the power stations to refurbishes. There's no such tender. So what we have received, We've received three, for example. I will give you three unsolicited investment proposals. So the one unsolicited proposal was a company that wants to extend a fuel storage facility in Pretoria East and wants to invest 5 billion rand. Now, that is not unique, and neither is it a sole provider. So, by the way, a sole provider means you're providing a good or service to the city.
Yes.
Now, when you make an investment, you're not providing a good or service. The only thing where the city comes in is that the city leases its land to you. So we ask you rent. So you don't provide a good or service. You merely become a lessee of the city. So in terms of that fuel depot storage facility, the 5 billion rand investment, that report came to council in February. And Action SA voted in favor of that report.
Mayor, can I ask you this? The matter at hand, you're saying it doesn't involve the refurbishment of power stations. There's no Australian company involved. Can you then tell us what it is that you wanted to table before the council, if indeed the facts are not as have been set out so far? What exactly were you wanting to put before council?
Yeah. So that's what I want to speak to. I want to speak to the process we followed, for which we've got documentary proof. We've got an unsolicited investment proposal. There was a discussion. We workshopped it because we're getting several investment proposals with officials. How do we handle? What processes must we follow? So we initially said the process to follow is an unsolicited bid. But then someone came up with practice note 11 of National Treasury. So we followed that process, which outlines the following, and we've got documentary proof. We notified National Treasury that we received an investment proposal. Then
to do what though? I mean, Mr. Williams, with respect, we're a little bit in the dark, Executive Mayor. What is the proposal to do? Because you've said that what is being discussed is not on the table. Please, can you tell us what is?
Okay. So what came to council was the land around the power stations. The consortium wants to lease the land. So on
yes.
the land, they want to build modular biogas turbines. And the biogas turbines, they want to connect to our network. That's what they wanted to do. So it's got nothing to do with the power stations. It's got to do with the land. So what we then did, we went through the processes of Practice Note 11. We already went on a public participation process. We submitted the results of the public participation process. We added all that to the Gauteng Provincial Treasury. Gauteng
yes.
Provincial Treasury came back. Please proceed with the processes that you've outlined. So then we went to the Municipal Asset Transfer Regulations. We then tabled a report in caucus, joint caucus. Now, in
yes.
joint caucus, this is an issue with Mr. Bowman. He's not telling the truth. Of the six coalition parties, five of the six coalition parties agreed to table the report in council. It wasn't the mayor. The mayor doesn't take that decision.
So can I ask you then, I mean, so it's biofuel turbines, the power stations will remain mothballed as they have been for all this time, but they would use land, they would lease land and they would come in and create this biofuel turbine system that would feed into the grid. If we go back to the Municipal Finance Management Act criteria, is it your view, Executive Mayor, that it meets sufficiently the criteria for an unsolicited bid? I mean, is this, for example, a proven and unique innovative concept?
That's why I need to tell you, I need to explain what Practice Note 11 says. Practice Note 11 has its own requirement that the investment
right.
must be unique. So what's part of the investment was that the consortium was going to build three of the biggest biodigesters. They were going to have an agricultural part to it, 30 to 40,000 hectares, that will grow feedstock for the biodigesters to produce biogas. The other third part leg of the investment, there was a smelter they were going to fire up, and they were going to feed from the Pretoria West Power Station power to the old East Coast site to produce pig iron. So it was a unique investment of 26 billion rand. It had nothing to do with the power stations. But here's the process. It's very important. We tabled the report
yes.
in council. So the report was that request for a lease should go to public participation. We need to hear what the residents of Tshwane had to say. Now, here's the thing further. That was not the end of the process. So once the public participation process is done, then it goes to the bid adjudication committee. Then practice note 11 says the bid adjudication committee must then do a request for qualification. So in terms of the request for qualification, they must find out if there are other bidders who are interested in the land as well.
Randall Williams, Tshwane Executive Mayor. Okay, well, it's pretty complicated stuff. Action SA, on the one hand, insistent that this is not being done correctly and saying that some of it may indeed be legal. Executive Mayor Randall Williams pushing back on that and saying, well, actually not, and describing the process he's followed. This story will run, and it will run some more, and we'll carry it here on 702 as soon as more emerges. 28 past 5.